And a kickoff, and they kick it deep, and they kick it out of the back of the end zone. Luis Munez Bermudez with a beautiful kickoff. Northridge will take over from their 20-yard line. First down and 10, trailing in the game 13-12.
And let's see if the Warsaw defense can kind of stem the tide a little bit. The last two drives that Northridge has had, I'm going to quote Hank Schramm here a little bit, but they matriculated the ball down the field twice.
Yes, they did.
So let's see if we can buck that trend here.
They ran the ball. They passed the ball. And again, they had some incomplete passes on guys that were wide open.
Yep.
That would make this score look very different. From the 20, first down and 10. It's the freshman Scholin at quarterback, and he will hand it off up the middle, and Horn gets hit behind the line of scrimmage and still gets a yard out of it out to the 21-yard line. Warsaw had very good penetration there, Andy, but they could not get Horn to the ground.
And we talk about missed tackles and the tackling in the first quarter. I think a lot of it, too, has to do with the running back. I think this year in the NLC has seen a resurgence of really, really good running backs from this team, Concord, obviously Mishawaka. Just some good running backs that are just hard to get down.
Second down and 9 coming up for Northridge from their own 21-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark, the side closest to the Northridge bench. They've got a wing in there this time, tight formation. Scholl, again, hands off. No, it's going to be a late pitch back. And the ball carrier is pushed out of bounds to the 25-yard line. And I know who Sloop on the carry for the Raiders. That's his first carry of the game. And he gets 4 yards, and it sets up a third down.
And much like the first half, I'm not sure who made that tackle, but that was a tough hit.
I believe it was Sinclair. It's third down and 5. This is where Warsaw needs to make a play and get off the field. Sloop is the only back in the backfield. 3 wide outs to the right, 1 to the left. Now the freshman quarterback slings at the far side, and it is incomplete. Copeland had a first down at the 32-yard line. The pass wasn't perfect, but it looked like it was pretty good, good enough. And Copeland was unable to bring it in, and Northridge will line up for their first punt of the night.
I think they just released the ball just a little too soon for the receiver to, because as soon as the receiver turned around, the ball was there. So I think Scholl might have just maybe released it a second too soon. But good for the Warsaw defense.
And this is Copeland who will punt. 13 punts for an average of 34.2, and guess who's back deep? Yeah, Warsaw's little number 5. Copeland gets it at the 11, and the left-footed kicker will kick it down the field, and Reed's going to get away from it. Let it bounce to the 43 of the Tigers and roll inside the 35-yard line and roll dead at the 33. So 5 yards for Northridge of total offense and a 3-and-out with 10:45 left to play. Here in the third quarter, Warsaw takes over first down to 10 from their own 33-yard line.
And so the defense did what they needed to do, is go 3-and-out, or at least just, you know, stop the tide of Northridge scoring. Defense did their part. Now it's time for the offense to do their part.
The offense hasn't really done a lot. They've had two drives for the game, and they have struggled. And it's Brock, and he's going to keep it, and he'll turn upfield, and he gets across the 35, and he'll go down at the 38-yard line. Quinton gets 5 yards on a first down carry.
And Quinton just followed his blockers there, just a fake to the fullback and followed his blockers for 5.
Second down at 5 from the 38, and we have an injured Raider. We have a Northridge Raider down on the field. And
number 50?
I think so. Yes, it is Camden Lance that is down on the field at the Tiger 43-yard line. Tomorrow morning, again, Tiger Talk starting at 9 a.m. When the game's over tonight, we sign off. I'll go down and interview Coach. Football now will take a fall break. They'll get a few days to rest and recoup. It's unfortunate. A few years ago, fall break for the school matched up with fall break for football. That was really nice. And I think that I realize that they can't schedule fall break around football, but that would really be helpful.
I bet you some schools do.
I'll bet it factors in for sure.
But the IHSA calendar should move back to quote-unquote normal in a couple years.
Yeah. It all goes back to Thanksgiving. State finals, if you ever want to know when the season starts, it starts back upstream from Thanksgiving. Mark on your calendar Thanksgiving, state finals weekend. Weekend before that, semi-state. Weekend before that, regional. Weekend before that, sectional championship. Weekend before that, sectional semis. Weekend before that, sectional first round. And then 9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And you're back into August. Second down for Warsaw after the run by Brock of 5 yards. 10-20 left to play here in the third. Warsaw leading 13-12. And a handoff up the middle. And this will be very close to a first down. It is a first down. And that's Brody Duncan on the carry for the Tigers. And he'll move the chains. Warsaw will have their fifth first down of the football game.
Good tough run there. Right up the middle.
Brody is not the biggest guy, but he is not afraid to stick his nose in the pile, is he? It's been fun to watch these last 2.5 years. This might be his last time to play a football game on a Friday night here on this field at Fisher Field. And again, it's the fullback up the middle, and there's not much room there. Look out. Look out. Andrew Contreras went down in a heap, and Andrew's still down. He got rolled up because the pile got pushed back on him. He's trying to get to his feet. Remember, he had an ankle injury that was because of that very kind of play. And he is going to limp off the field. Shank with the carry. He gets 2 yards.
And you can see that right ankle.
Yep.
Heavily taped.
Yep. He is not 100% starting the night.
No.
Liam Kennedy will go in for him on the offensive line. Second down and 8. 9:36 left to play in the third. Warsaw with a 13-12 lead over Northridge in the regular season finale for both teams. Ball to Tiger 45. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Shank in the backfield. And they will hand it off to Shank. And he's got a little bit of room. And he'll get to the 50-yard line. Michael with 5 more yards. Third down and short coming up for the Tigers. Third down at about 3.
And I don't want to say things are starting to get chippy, but let's just say both teams are playing till the whistle.
Yes, at least.
Yes.
And Andy said it correctly. It's both teams.
Yep.
Not one or the other. Third and 3 from midfield. Warsaw needs to get to the Northridge 47 to get a first down. Brock on the handoff up the middle. First down, Tigers. Shank again. 4 yards when he needed 3. That's a trend that we see all the time with this Warsaw offense. And Shank moves the chains for Warsaw.
And Contreras is back in the game.
Well, that's good to see.
It is. Because you're right, when he went down, it looked like somebody had rolled up on him, and he was just kind of laying there.
Yep. Yeah, it looked bad. But he's back out there. No Rock Lambert this week. He should be ready for the playoffs in 2 weeks. Brock from the Northridge, 46. Going to keep it, going to pitch it back late to Harmon. He's got room. 40 near sideline, 35, 30. Dragged down from behind. And is there going to be a flag? The referee digging for his penalty flag, and there it comes. He couldn't get it out of his pocket. He saw the penalty. He wanted to call it, and he just couldn't. It's going to be a horse collar tackle called against Northridge. It's a gain of 21 for Harmon on the pitch, and then the penalty will come after that.
And that was a great option play to the left. Good pitch there by QB. And you're right. The line judge had a tough time getting the flag out. The back judge was like, fine, if you can't do it, I'll throw my flag.
Yes, he had plenty of other officials trying to help him out. Look, we've all been through that.
Oh, yeah.
He's digging around in his pocket. Normally they have it tucked in their waistband. Yep. He clearly did not. And that'll move the ball from the 25-yard line down to the 12. So it becomes a 13-yard penalty against the Raiders.
And that was a classic horse collar.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
That's why they put this rule in.
Yep.
Warsaw leading 13-12. First down and 10 from the 12. And Duncan goes left and gets, again, picked up and thrown backwards after a gain of 2 to the 10. Yeah, again, what's happening there is not illegal or unsportsmanlike, nope, but it is very aggressive.
That's a way to put it.
Second down. Second down and 8. 7:50 left to play third quarter. Warsaw 13, Northridge 12. Tigers, a touchdown and extra point put them up 8. Reed lined up wing left. Harmon on the right. Duncan in the backfield, and they hand off to Brody up the middle. No, check that. It's Brock on the keeper, and Brock is down at the 5-yard line. He'll be short of the first down as he gained 5 yards. Third down coming up for the Tigers, third and very short.
Yep, that was the fake to the fullback and then just following through the hole. Would be nice to pay this one off.
Warsaw took over after the punt from their own 33-yard line. They move the ball down to the Raider 5. Third down and about 2. Shank up the middle. Dives over the pile, and it's going to be very close. I think where they marked him, I think he got the first down.
I think I saw the line judge hold his fist up.
No, he's short.
Yep.
So Shank officially gets 2 yards when he needed 3, and now it's fourth down.
I think they're going to measure.
Are they really?
Yep. You don't see that a lot anymore.
Is this our second measurement of the season?
I don't know. If we have we had one?
I thought we had one maybe at Snyder.
Maybe.
Or here against Warren Central. I think it was here against Warren Central we had one.
But you don't see it.
Because we were annoyed, right? Because it's like, why are you measuring?
Right, that's right.
Of all the ones to measure, this seems like it makes the least amount of sense. One end of the chains is down. And now they will stretch the chains out, and Warsaw is, in fact, short by about a foot.
I like when they used to, the head referee used to look at the press box and, like, show.
Yes. Well, they don't do it hardly anymore.
Right.
We don't get that anymore. 6:53 left to play third quarter. Warsaw's lead is 1. The Tigers have 4th down and a foot from the Northridge 3-yard line. Duncan in the backfield. Reed on the left, Harmon on the right. They're the halfbacks. Extra linemen in there on offense for the Tigers. And a very tight formation for Warsaw. And there's the whistle, and we're ready to go. Brock, hard count, hands off Duncan to the 1-yard line, and he stopped. He stopped, but he got a first down. Duncan gets the first down inside the 1-yard line. First and goal, Tigers, and a gain of 2.
Needed 1, got 2.
And another fourth down conversion for Warsaw with 6:43 left to play in our third quarter, and Warsaw leading 13-12.
And one of the Northridge defenders came kind of jogging off with his hands raised. I think he thought it was fourth and goal.
Yep. Yes, I saw that too. I wasn't sure what he meant by that. Now that you say it, I do. Brock from the 1. Hands off. Duncan slides into the end zone. Touchdown. Brody saw a defender coming at him and ducked down in and scores with 6:21 left to play here in the third quarter, and Warsaw leads 19-12.
So you're looking at a situation where it was 12-7, probably could have been 14-7 Northridge, looking to then get the ball to start the second half, and you're thinking, man, this might be 21-7, and now with 6:21 left, it's going to be either 21 or they're going for 2 here.
They are
going
to go for 2.
Quite a reversal.
Trying to make it a 9-point advantage. An extra point here would make it 8. Warsaw's going to take a timeout. 6:21 left to go in the third. Warsaw leads by 7. Going for 2. Would we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw? Roger Grossman, Andy Manna, Steve Scott back at the radio station. Scott Smith not with us. He's on fall break, probably on his way home, or will be on his way home tomorrow. We'll have him for the playoffs in 2 weeks, and I'll be glad to have him back.
Yeah.
Because trying to call the game and do the stats is no fun. So you can imagine what it was like 2 years ago when Will Shepard was sick and Austin was gone for Labor Day, and I had to do all of that.
Jeez.
That was no fun. It was just me and Steve that night. But when Steve and I are done with this, that's the night that we won't ever forget. Warsaw just scored. Now they're going to go for two from the left hash mark. Brock takes a snap, going to pitch it to the short side. Harmon cuts upfield and scores. Harmon runs it in for the two-point conversion. And Warsaw's lead is 9 at 21-12 with 6:21 left to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Get Andy's thoughts on the importance of converting that 2 points here as Munez Bernudez is going to kick off. This is a high short kick, and this is going to be returnable. This will be Johnson who bobbles it at the 3-yard line, picks it up, 10, 15. Oh, he got hit hard low at the 16-yard line, and he goes down there. Warsaw takes over first down and 10. So how important is that to get that 2-point conversion right there?
Well, it's huge. Now it's a two-score game. And like I was saying earlier, we went from potentially being down by two touchdowns, you know, after a potential first drive of the second half from Northridge, to being up two scores halfway through the third quarter. It's been a complete reversal. Credit to some adjustments being made at halftime, holding Northridge to that first drive of the second half, holding them three and out.
The Raider offense comes back out onto the field, now trailing by 9 from their 17-yard line. Rumfeld, the quarterback, and he will hand off to Horn, and Horn will dance up the middle, and he'll get 5 yards out to the 21-yard line before he's brought down by Stouffer and company, second down. Austin, one carry in the last drive, and now 14 carries for 65 yards for the game. And again, this is a guy that came in with only 228 yards on 43 carries. He's had a really good game here at Fisher Field in week 9. One wide out either direction, two backs in the backfield on either side of Rumfeld. And takes the snap. He's going to run it to the right, turn up field. He's got the first down to Moore across the 30 and tripped up and goes down at the 35-yard line. That's a 14-yard gain for the Northridge quarterback and a first down for the Raiders.
And he just followed his lead blockers. And again, good running there from Northridge quarterback.
That is old-fashioned football,
yeah,
right there.
Just take the ball and run it.
Just take it back and get behind your people.
Yep.
5:17 left to go, third quarter. Warsaw leads by 9. Northridge with the ball at the Raider 35-yard line. Rumfeld claps his hands, takes the snap, and he will hand off to Horn running left. He's going to get hit. He's going to throw in for a loss, or actually no gain. No gain on the play. Grady Nelson was in there for the Tigers to stop Horn right at the line of scrimmage, second down.
Yeah, Grady kind of clogged up the potential run there, but he had a lot of help there. 4 or 5 Tiger defenders came to make that stop.
Second down and 10. Again, wide receivers on either side. This time, Rumfeld puts his backs to his right, and they're going to throw it. Quick throw over the middle. It is caught. And it's caught by Miles Norman. Norman makes the catch at the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 5, and it will set up third down.
Just a simple slant across the middle. But good for the Warsaw Tiger defense to limit it to a 5-yard reception there.
Sure tackling there.
Yes.
Norman with his first catch of the game. Third down and 5 coming up. And I'm guessing 2-down territory here, unless Northridge is backed up. Play action fake. Rumfeld with time. Throws out the flat. Got a man open, and it's incomplete. The pass was underthrown to Horn, who was leaning to the right toward the outside, and the pass was at his left kneecap.
Well, I think he's wanting to get the ball and get some yards after completion there. Like, the ball couldn't get there soon enough, and he was. No. You're right. His momentum was taking him one way. The ball was underthrown.
And the offense stays on the field for Northridge. Key moment of the game with 3:51 to go in its third quarter. Warsaw leading by 9. Northridge with the ball at their own 40, facing fourth down and 5. I imagine they'll throw this one. Rumfeld has Sloop to his left. Takes the snap, rolling left, looking. Pump fake's going to get hit, going to go down! Back at the 32-yard line, Baltimore Robles, the newest Tiger, makes the biggest play. And Warsaw takes over on downs with 3:45 to go at the Northridge 32.
Big stop there. Big stop by Warsaw. Robles with a great sack. And Tiger offense now is in business. We're going to spot that at the 32-yard line. Now we're in business to go score again. So this game has changed.
Yeah, for sure. So that is a loss. Help me with this. 35 back to the 32. That's minus 3, right?
Yep.
Warsaw with the ball with a chance to put their foot on the throat of the Raiders. They run the counterplay with Reed. Breaks a tackle. He breaks another. Stood up and pushed backwards at the 26-yard line. It's a gain of 7 for Tucker Reed.
Some good inside running there from Tucker. See, it's not all just speed with him. He can hang out in the middle all he wants.
No, he has worked so hard since his freshman year to be good in the weight room. And he is good in the weight room. And because of that, he is good here. Second down and 4. And it's going to be a keeper for Brock. And he spins across the 25. And he's got a first down to the 21-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 yards for the Tiger quarterback. And Warsaw's ninth first down of the game.
I'm sensing just some more, and I've said this word at times during the season, urgency. I'm seeing just a little bit more urgency, wanting to get the ball, get some yards. The first half just kind of seemed, I don't want to say going through the motions, they just seemed off in that first half. The offense looks a lot sharper right now.
Yes. From the 21-yard line. And again, it's an option play. And it's Brock who ran into his own guy at the line of scrimmage. But rather than follow him through the hole, he decided to try to spin out of it. That didn't work out. It's a gain of a yard for Quinton, and it's second down for the Tigers. 10 first downs for the Tigers. Warsaw looking for a score that could put them up 3 scores with 2:12 left to play here in the third quarter. Warsaw with a 21-12 lead. Brock from the 20, second down and 9. Fakes the pitch. Going to loft it up into the corner of the end zone. Got a man wide open. It's Harmon! Touchdown! They ran the wheel play with Wyatt Harmon, and Harmon made the catch and scores with 1:55 to go in the third, and the Tigers lead 27-12.
Yeah, and that was just, you're right, the wheel play to the right. Quinton just lobbed it up there and allowed Harmon to just kind of run underneath and catch it. Logan Carl was wide open as well on that play. He had two guys to,
yes.
Because to be honest, when Quinton threw the ball, I was like, oh, man, you're not throwing it to the right guy. But Harmon was wide open as well.
Yeah, I thought he'd airmailed the guy that he really wanted. Tigers are short a player. They are trying to find that player. They can't find him. Conley's going to try the point after. We'll put the Tigers up by 16. He's missed a field goal, and he had an extra point blocked. Reniker to snap it back. Reed to put it down for him. High step. Oh, Reed's going to take off with it. He's going to run to the right corner of the end zone. Dives forward, and he did not make it. He did not make it. Stopped at the 1 yard line. Good job by Northridge to fend that off. And Warsaw will settle for 6. 1:55 left to play in the third. Warsaw 27. Northridge 12. Back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. With a 10-mile-an-hour breeze at his back, Luis Munez Bermudez kicks it through the back of the end zone. Touchback, and Northridge will start from the 20. Now down 27-12 with 1:55. Left to play here in the third quarter.
So to end the first half, Northridge scored touchdowns on both drives. The first two drives of the second half, punt and downs. Those are two words that a defense likes to hear.
Yes. And the Warsaw defense has made plays, and then on fourth down, the sack by Robles put them in business at the 32-yard line. Warsaw went in to score what could be a clinching score in this game. And it's the freshman, Scholl, in there. Play action fake. Fires it deep over the middle. Tipped and incomplete. Again, Horn was open at the Raider 37. The ball was tipped, and Strawn was there, but the ball was tipped to his right too far. He couldn't get to it. It's second down and 10.
So you'd like to think that if the ball wasn't tipped that Robbie might have had that pick, but I think it probably would have been a completion.
Yes, I think so. Second down and 10. Again, the ball at the Raider 20 after the touchback. One back in the backfield. Now they're going to hand it off to Sloop, and Sloop is going to get hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get a yard. Actually, they'll give him two. Sloop gets 2 yards. And third down is coming up.
Just better tackling this half, too. That goes into that helps with the punts and the downs. They're not arm tackling as much as they were in the first half.
So Sloop gets 2 yards on his second carry of the game. It's third down and 8. And the freshman, Scholl, who's played a pretty good game tonight, drops back to throw. Looking deep, pressure coming. Got away. Rolling to his right. Gets away from another. 20, 25. He gets knocked into the Warsaw bench at the 32-yard line. He runs 10 yards. He got a first down.
He's going to be a good one. I've been super impressed with him so far today. Nothing open. He withstood the Warsaw rush and got out of that pocket. Made some plays. Made a play.
Well, he's just a freshman.
Yeah.
He just, in football terms, he's just a baby. But he is a grown-up boy, and that's an athletic family. His sister, again, is the star center for the Northridge girls basketball team. We will see in the Tiger Den the second weekend in January. From the 32, first down. And they will hand off. And this is Horn. And Horn gets good yardage past the 35-yard line. And they'll mark him down at the 37. 5 yards for Austin Horn on a first down carry.
That run seemed to last like 20 seconds. Yeah. He just kind of finding his spot, finding his holes.
Actually,
good run there.
They marked him to the 38, which I think is very generous, like Christmas time generous. Second down and 4. Half a minute left in the third. Warsaw 27, Northridge 12. The freshman, Scholl, has backs on either side. Sloop to his left and Horn to his right. And he'll take the snap. He'll hand to Horn running off the left guard. He's got big room. He's got another first down all the way to midfield to the 49-yard line. 11 more yards for Austin Horn and another Raider first down.
And this drive's not going as well if you're a Warsaw fan as it probably could have.
Well, that was your chance to go.
That was, yep.
Make a big play there. Yep. So now this probably is going to bring us to the end of the third quarter. They're trying to get off a play. They do. Scholl is going to drop to throw. Throwing it deep up the near sideline into double coverage. Tipped away, incomplete. Pass intended along the near side for Copeland. Sweet with good coverage with help from Strawn. And there's a flag down back at the Northridge 44-yard line. Both teams going to the sidelines, but what's the flag? If it's an offensive flag, we need to know that. We can't send it to commercial break until we know. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll sort it out when we come back. Warsaw 27, Northridge 12, starting the fourth quarter when we come back after this on News Now Warsaw.